Good morning and welcome to As the Worm Turns. My name is Jill and I'm here with, of course, our guru gardener Lance Swaggart and special guest this morning, Lulu Volkhausen. Glad to have you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm going to start with you, Lance, because we're talking about, it's getting almost to be June. Well, it is June now. And we're talking about late gardening. And what are some of the crops we can still plant?
It's not too late to still plant your warm season crops. I'm actually digging up a garden up on Redlands Mason. I'm going to be planting black mitla tepary, dry bean. You have to plant from the tepary beans are from the southwest. They're quite drought tolerant and poor soil conditions. And then I have a friend that wants me to grow zucchini for a seed crop, so I'm going to be planting those, and that be in the next week or so. And then you can still plant potatoes. If you can find seed potatoes, you can still plant them. Actually, I found the best crops to be planted in June.
Best potato crops in June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and if you still got cucumbers, and I don't know, this year might be cool, you know, so I don't know if the melons and stuff like that are going to make it this year.
Yeah. You know, and I'm thinking about that. It's been so wet. Is it ever too wet for your garden?
Yes.
I agree. Yeah, definitely.
So what's something to do when it's raining? You mean you're so used to watering and it's been raining and lots of good moisture. What do you want to do? What do you want to watch there to not over-water, moisturize your...
Well, you're not watering as much. And the big sign of things getting too much water is they turn yellow and they stop growing.
Right. And you might also have more of a, slug problems, things like that.
Yeah.
Can start to happen.
Yeah, slug problems are usually a nighttime thing, but when it's moist like this, it's 24 hours a day.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're out there.
And so when you're seeing slugs and maybe some of your leafage turn a little bit yellow, you want to back off on the water if you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So I've been wondering, because just yesterday I noticed some very cute but not so nice little grasshoppers eating my crops.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, they've just started coming out, and I have my Texas bug book, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And
I have that book. That's a great book.
It's a great book, and he's pretty comical about it, too. But there's some natural controls, such as blister beetles, and I don't know if we have blister beetles here. And then there's ground beetles, predatory flies, parasitic flies, and especially birds. Beneficial fungi that inhabit healthy soil. And then the organic controls are just row covers. And then you have nolo bait, grasshopper spore. There's some other things, a garlic pepper tea, soaking garlic with pepper.
That sounds good. That sounds like something I could do.
Oh, I never heard that one. That sounds great.
Now, this is going to let you know how good all-purpose white flour is. They say to sprinkle that on them.
Oh, is that one of those things that gets in their gut and they can't?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
love
exactly.
This.
And a mixture of molasses, compost tea, and citrus oil also works. And they need bare soil to lay their eggs. So if the soil's got cover, mulch, something like that, it really helps.
Right.
Yeah, that's the big thing. I went to a lecture once, and the problem was grasshoppers, and the guy had this beautiful 2-acre green in the middle of the desert, and all the grasshoppers just hopped the fence and came in, and the whole lecture was about how, well, yeah, duh, they're all on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it really is a big deal to have the healthy soil and the ground cover. You don't need a lot of ground cover.
No.
But you need to have the dirt covered.
And also the one other thing is to drench the soil with neem oil products.
Oh, I've heard of neem oil.
Yeah.
And lots of great uses for neem oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tricky though, because you have to get an active neem oil. And if it's been around sitting on a shelf somewhere for too long, it expires, in other words. So
make sure you've got a fresh product there.
Yeah, you want to have a fresh product.
Mm-hmm. And do any of these concoctions hurt certain plants? Or they're pretty much all organic, so safe for most of your...
I don't think it hurts the plants. It might hurt other bugs. Mm-hmm. So you have to be...
Yeah, basically if you're killing, you're still killing.
Yeah.
Right. Might hurt some of the good bugs.
Mm-hmm. Could, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the other thing, to get parasitic wasps and flies, you have to actually have the nectar plants, which is the umbriel family of plants.
Yeah.
The cilantro, the dill, the parsley, carrots going to seed, parsnips going to seed. those plants are the ones that attract those parasitic flies and stuff, because they don't actually eat the bad guys. It's their larvae that do the eating.
Oh, I find that fascinating.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite thing. Salsify is one of the great plants for attracting the early aphids, black aphids. Mm-hmm. If you surround your garden with a little bit of salsify, the aphids go there at this time of year, and you rub them out, literally, with your fingers, and you all of a sudden have put enough of a dent in the population to keep them at bay later on in the fall, when they tend to come out and get on your broccoli, your Brussels sprouts, and those kinds of things.
Yeah. Now, for people that don't know, salsify is blooming right now. It's a yellow flower, sometimes purple, and it follows the sun.
Yes. It's also called oyster root.
Oyster root.
Yeah. And it has an edible root, and it's also considered a weed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful with it, but I have all purple in my garden, naturally.
And so when you're planting your garden, you really want to think about some of these plants that are beneficial to you down the road to help with bug control.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, the more the better.
Yeah.
Right. And there's also a convenience factor we were talking about, Lance, when you're planting your garden.
Yeah, make it as convenient as possible. The main thing that I notice is people always put their compost pile way in the back. And if you came to my house, it's right in front.
Right there, ready to go.
Yeah.
Right. My chickens make my compost.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And I just wheel it out of the chicken yard and mm-hmm. into the gardens. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, so you got to make it as convenient as possible. Especially beginner gardeners, they get tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's not right there in front of them, they're not going to take care of it.
Right. Minimize the wheelbarrow usage there.
Right.
Yeah. And you are side dressing your garden right now with compost. Can you explain what that is?
Side dressing, I'm taking finished compost, or if you had aged manure, those kind of things. And the plants that are established, I will go through and weed. And then I just take some compost and go down the sides of the plants. And that's what I'm doing. And this will be a light mulch, light fertilizer, what I'm doing in the rain and water, and worms will take it into the soil.
Mm-hmm. Great. And we were talking a little bit about thinning fruit.
Oh.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thinning fruit is several different things going on. The first one is if you have a really heavy crop and you do not thin, you will not have a crop next year, or a very light crop, because the tree is producing all that crop and they're not growing. The second reason you thin is just for size and shape. And the third reason is where fruit are touching in the tree, that's where the bugs like to go in.
They right, like that's where you get your bad spot.
Yeah, that's that warm and cozy feeling they're looking
for. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, great advice this morning from both Lance and Lulu, and so glad both of you are here today. And remember, listeners, you can email us a question at worm@kvnf.org. That's W-O-R-M. And great having you both. Happy gardening.
Thank you.
Happy gardening to everyone.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.